In a CBS interview that was quoted about an hour ago, Donald Trump said he believes that the Iran war is winding down for some reason, and the oil prices are responding to that information with the volatility of a meme coin. Look at this. That information sent it from 95 all the way down briefly to 82, and now it's rebounded to about 86. What a phenomenal price arc for a commodity, like a stable commodity that needs to be continuously delivered globally. Really good stuff. Art of the deal. Again, keep in mind that this gigantic shift from $117 all the way down to here has been predicated on nothing more than talk from the G7 nations. None of it has anything to do with what's actually happened in the Middle East or anything that Iran has done or said. That's it. Trump openly stating he'll kill the new leader. Trump says war may end soon. Trump also says he would back the killing of the new Ayatollah if he proves unwilling to cede to US demands. Oh man, listen, okay? He's like a child. He wants it both ways. We want the war. Oh my God, war with Iran caused oil to spike. We got to stop that. But we can't like not have a complacent Iran, so we have to start another war. Forever, always, 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 forever and ever. Iran's best move at this point is just to demand complete US and Israeli retreat militarily, have the United States empty their bases and stay out forever. And they should just keep bombing oil facilities until they do that. The United States and Israel are the scorpions on the frog's back. They can't be trusted at all for any reason. So they should just take a maximalist approach. Just dedicate your entire economy to vaporizing all oil production in the Middle East, and the EU should take over protection for the Gulf shipping. There should be no protection. Everything, like, unfortunately, the message here from America is that we are okay with tanking the global economy, and we're not going to stop Trump from doing that. Like, we think we do not experience the consequences to our actions, so we're not going to temper our behavior at all. Certainly, Israel doesn't think they experience consequences. Who supports the U.S.-Israeli attack in Iran? Trump's statements on the war and its future shouldn't really be considered anyway because he has no idea what's going on. Quote, Trump is getting tired of Iran war and has been asking his generals why it's taking so long for Iran to surrender. There's like, why would you, what do his statements mean? He has no clue what's going on. The positions held by Israeli leadership are much more telling because we seem to do whatever they want us to do. So, like, why would we look to Trump for answers? I checked, there's no source to that. I believe it anyway. Bro seriously thought it would be a smash and grab just like Venezuela? Yeah, for sure, 100%. He was emboldened from Venezuela. The market's actually rebounded decently because of this. Well, that's because this is now being treated like a speculative commodity, just like everything else, right? It's all vibes-based. I guess we'll see what the press conference later today is going to look like. After markets close. Oil speculative, I'm gonna kill myself. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It won't be forever. It's just right now people are trying to get ahead of the market. You can only hold oil for so long, right? Like, it's pretty expensive to hold. It's a very high volume commodity. It's difficult to store. It's pretty difficult to like make long-term bets or really try to short the market for something as massive and distributed as oil production. And it does degrade as well. That's why futures, no one's making like long-term bets on this. There's going to be some short-term fluctuation, but in the long run, we will see the price of oil stabilize more around what the conditions in the Middle East actually look like. Didn't the market close 20 minutes ago? No, it closes in 40 minutes, right? Yeah, 40 minutes. Look, it's climbing back up. Look at this, dude. Even in this tiny little bump, 82 up to 87, just a $5 shift in the price of oil in minutes. Unbelievable. How the f are you supposed to plan an economy around this? Look at how stable it was. 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. This was back after the Ukraine war. Can you explain why oil prices rising is good for us? Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by us. Oil prices rising is going to cause mass inflation everywhere on Earth. It's bad for the economy, but it's good in the sense that it means the glorious heavenly people of Iran are successfully deterring the demonic US-Israeli coalition from continuing to wage war unfettered. So there's that. Kind of an accelerationist thing. So to sum it up, everyone's acting like it's back to normal now, but the Strait of Hormuz is still a danger zone. I don't think it's that people are acting like it's back to normal now. I think that oil prices are very volatile because nobody has any idea what the future looks like. And keep in mind that even now, with the relatively low oil price at 87, 87 is still considerably higher than oil has been for ages. Like, oil was hovering around $60 a barrel. So this is still a 50% increase in oil price, and that's off the good news. Bad, but not a catastrophe? I didn't say that. A 50% increase in the global price of oil is very, very bad for the economy and for inflation. The volatility is so extreme, we actually can't buy fertilizer and fuel from our local co-op right now. They said they're not going to sell till things settle. Jesus. They're trying. Your local fertilizer co-op has like a whiteboard marker, like price setup. They're erasing the dollar sign to see what they can mark it up to. $60 a bag, 70, 80. I'm not going to carry for the status quo, but the accelerationist argument, let it get horrible, goes in the assumption that literally anything will be an improvement. No. In this case, I'm willing to bet it, right? Because in this case, things getting bad because Israel and America bomb Iran is a pretty big touching the stove moment. It indicates that it was bad for them to do that. We need to feel the consequences, and the world should know that we did this. We did, for literally no reason. We broke a bunch of deals and negotiation talks with Iran and bombed them and killed their leadership with no plan, no reason. We did it because Israel told us to, and we lied about every goal, every step of the way. Okay, like we're touching the stove. We have to learn that it's bad to touch the stove. Do you still think the MAGA movement is dead? Oh my God, yes. More now so than ever. Yeah, the MAGA coalition is completely demolished. JD Vance doesn't even show up on Twitter anymore because all he's going to do is get ratioed by people asking what happened to his other 500,000 tweets about how the Middle Eastern war is dead. This is it. Like the window is closing, man. The Republican Party is not getting this window open again, you know? But they still support Trump? It doesn't matter. Whether or not they support Trump is immaterial. What matters is whether or not they're able to summon the momentum for a new coalition. And they can't do it. Will they attack Cuba before the Iran disaster ends? Do you think that I'm a fortune teller? Why do you ask questions like that? What do you think I'm gonna, I don't know? Trump was able to win in 2024, not because of his hardline base of MAGA voters, but because of a big reduction in the number of people turning out for Kamala Harris relative to Biden in 2020, and B, the fact that Trump had a big, like, early momentum wave with Latin and young people. But he has since burnt through his support with those coalitions, and it's not coming back. At this point, Trump has done enough bad things and lost enough aura that he's not going to be able to summon that coalition again, much less for another presidential candidate. Vance was always going to get a fraction of Trump's votes. Now it looks like he's going to get a much smaller fraction than expected. Like, it's there's no longer anything to run on. You know, oh, we're gutting the deep state. You guys literally just spent 4 years hiding the Epstein files. No more foreign wars. You f***ing invaded Iran. We're not going to be slaves to Israel. Yes, the f*** you are. There's nothing for them to run on anymore. Trump didn't get to do what he wanted to do in 2020, or sorry, in 2016. Now he did, and we see what it looks like, and it looks like deep state pedophilia plus Israel worship. So yeah, Doge completely failed. It fell apart in months. There's nothing more. Trump's just saying stuff. Trump says the war is very complete and he's considering taking over Strait of Hormuz. Oh, just taking it. Sure. Yeah, sure. Why not? I can't believe that his staffers just let him talk to the media without anyone around. It's crazy. He just says anything. It's crazy. His staffers don't care. No one cares anymore. That's the great nihilistic death. That's the end of democracy. Not when you have a fascist leader doing insane stuff, but when they no longer bother to lie to you or hide you from how insane what they're doing is. Does anyone care though, including voters? Well, yeah, like that's the whole problem. The main problem is just the Dems. How the f do we get them to do good, any good at this point? I have no idea. Sorry. Roughly $88 a barrel. Very curious. The markets are so funny, dude. Trump told CBS News Monday afternoon the Iran war is very complete, pretty much. Stocks rose in the news. The S&P 500 made a modest gain, helping recoup some of its 2% loss from last week. Sure. Stupidest people in the world, man. Investors. Imagine like hedging your investments on what Trump says.